The Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Thursday morning. You are tuning your heart to the truth with us. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Collado and David Dawson. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey. It's Thursday already.
Hey. It is. It's the weekend's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. It's upon us.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, well, good really, for you. For me, so you're not coming in tomorrow.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah, no, I'm not. So
okay.
There. Okay.
All right.
There.
Well, just, then it is upon us.
Y'all have a good time.
All right.
Well, prayers. I may not make it through the show. I may just take off.
You keep that up. We might help you do that. In the meantime, we like
you.
To always begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. God, you filled St. Henry with the abundance of your grace to govern his earthly empire worthily and called him to share your glory in heaven. Through his intercession, help us to shun the allurements of the world and come to you with pure minds. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Henry.
Pray for us.
Pray for us. Yeah. You know, that's a name you don't hear much anymore.
You don't hear St. Henry.
Just the name Henry.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know any Henrys. Do you?
It was a popular name back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I had
Beverly's grandson
I had an uncle named Henry.
Who's
Beverly's
grandson?
Beverly's Shaw,
grandson.
One of our volunteers.
Beverly, yes, her grandson's Henry. That's true, and he's a little, so the name may be coming back.
Okay.
You never know. Beverly's revived the trend. Oh, my gosh. Well, St. Henry, pray for us. We'll learn more about this saint of the day later on in today's show, but we're starting off with some events in our listening area. We will give you details about that's coming up in about 5 minutes. Well, really, I would say maybe like 7 minutes. So I know I just wanted to be a little accurate in case you wanted to do other things and not miss the events.
I don't think there's a stopwatch on you or anything, Gabby. You're okay.
You know how I am. In 18 minutes, Sister Marjorie Aber joins us. She is the president and CEO with Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese of New Orleans. And today she's going to be giving us an update of what Catholic Charities is up to for July. In 35 minutes, David Dawson Jr. joins us. He is the director of the Office of Parish Support of the Diocese of Homer-Thibodaux. And today we're going to be talking about cooking at home, one of my favorite things to do. And in 48 minutes, Rhonda Taylor joins us. She's the director of Early Childhood Education Services with Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese of New Orleans. Today we're talking about the early Head Start and Head Start programs. It's that time of the year, you guys. School supplies is now in the stores.
Man.
We're getting ready for the first day of school. And of course, looking forward to talking with Rhonda about this like we do every year. So looking forward to today's guest, Damian, looking forward to your weather report today.
Well, okay, then you're going to begin the day with cloudy skies in and around our listening area. But then as the day heats up, expect a thunderstorm or a possible shower. It won't last long, but it will get you wet. High is going to be 97, low 80, 20% chance of rain. So not that big of a chance, but some areas are beginning rain daily. Others haven't been getting any at all.
I need rain at my house.
Okay. Well, we'll say an extra prayer for you.
Please. To Henry.
The winds are out of the southwest at about 5 to 10, blowing right at Dave's house.
Yes.
And pretty much the same for Friday and Saturday afternoon as well. We're going to see a shower or thunderstorm. High's going to be 98, so it's going to get a little warmer.
Oh.
Sunday, that's when you will see rain, okay, Dave?
Okay, 80% good.
Chance of rain on
All right.
Sunday for you.
Yes.
And right now, the radar is just showing a light shower between Baton Rouge and Hammond. It's almost dissipating at this point. Temperatures in the area, 83 Covington and Baton Rouge, 82 Homer-Thibodeaux, 84 in Gulfport and New Orleans. It's 5 after, and it's Wake Up.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Father Chris Decker, and today's gospel is a continuation of Matthew chapter 10. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." We've heard the gospel, and so now we reflect.
The arrival of the kingdom is inseparable from Christ's foundation of the church. The apostles are the church's visible nucleus. They will deliver the message of the kingdom's arrival and are empowered to communicate Jesus' saving presence. Jesus, through them, will continue to teach, heal, and save. The work of redemption embraces the totality of the human person and aims to transform us in all our reality. We are invited to participate in this process because God's kingdom is an eminently social reality in which all the members have a function to fill. Jesus redeems mankind, not as isolated individual souls, but as a family. Because the field is ripe with human misery and slaughtered sheep, Jesus sends his apostles to those who most need them. And so the idea of a purely spiritual kingdom has no foundation either in the Old or the New Testaments. Similarly, the apostles were commissioned to proclaim a kingdom of heaven, not multiple kingdoms or churches. Both the call into the kingdom and the power given to those who respond are utterly gratuitous. The result of receiving from God is that it is freely given, and so it must be freely given to others, like God. Jesus not only imparts the gift, but also the manner of the giving. The apostles were not called to be businessmen making a deal or CEOs running a corporation. They must lean on God alone for their support. Like St. Paul, all disciples should be able to proclaim, "Far be it from me to glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For I bear in my body the marks of Jesus." The Greek word for marks is stigmata. The only food strong enough to sustain us in this mighty task is Christ himself. And so, "Just as the living Father has sent me," Jesus said, "and I live because of the Father, so too, whoever eats me will himself live because of me." Have a wonderful day. This is Jimmy Sakers.
Thank you, Jimmy. 11 after the hour, and you're listening to Wake Up. You know, when it comes to events, here's one I think that's rather interesting, and it's just getting started. It's called the Rescue Project, and it seeks to proclaim the gospel, the good news of Jesus's freeing us from the power of sin and death in a compelling and attractive way. It's an 8-week course, if you want to call it, or 8 sessions, and it includes a half-day mini retreat. Each session includes sharing a meal, watching a video, and discussing the video in a small group. Father John Ricardo, who you hear on Catholic Community Radio on a daily basis, he has the videos are with him, and he takes a deep dive into the gospel message and what it means for the life of each person. So I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
The weekly sessions will be held on Wednesday morning at 8:30, beginning August 23rd at St. Catherine of Siena Church. There's no fee. So think about that. 8:30 in the morning, beginning August 23rd at St. Catherine. These sessions are also going to be held at St. George Catholic Church in Baton Rouge. So if you're in the Metairie, New Orleans area or in Baton Rouge, you'll have an opportunity to attend these missions. For more details, just go to ccmedia.live and you'll figure out how to register. But you probably ought to do that in advance because Father John Ricardo is pretty popular.
Yeah. I've done the rescue. You've done this. I've done it and I highly recommend it.
Okay.
I mean, it was really good and you do go deep in the gospel and at the same time it's small groups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you get to know these people really well.
Sure.
And I don't know, it was very enriching for me, so I highly recommend this. So they could just go to ccmedia.live, mm-hmm. and it's the Rescue mm-hmm. Project. Look for that. So, yep, highly recommend it. There's going to be a presentation on suicide prevention Tuesday, July 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. and Wednesday, July 19th from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. at the Catholic Life Center in Baton Rouge. And the keynote speakers will be Father David Allen of the Diocese of Baton Rouge and Katie Zilix. And the talks will help you grow in awareness of the risk factors and warning signs of suicide. You'll learn how to respond and connect with those you love and care about in regards to this issue. And so once again, for more info, just go to ccmedia.live. And it's a shame, but this is necessary.
Mm. It is.
As it seems to be a growing trend.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Well, a directed retreat is a completely silent retreat, and each retreatant meets daily with a spiritual director and is given scripture to pray with and spend the rest of the day in silence, prayer, and rest. It's sponsored by the Archdiocesan Spirituality Center. Through scripture and reflection under the daily guidance of a spiritual director, the retreatant will become aware of God's presence and action in their life. You can go to ccmedia.live to find out how to register, and the retreat costs $500, and of course, we'll find out when this retreat is so you can get more information and possibly register.
All right. Put aside the hustle and bustle of your daily life and attend the Men's Emmaus Retreat the weekend of August 11th through the 13th in the New Orleans area. The retreat is held at the William J. Kelly Retreat Center. It's for the folks usually in New Orleans, but you're going to be shipped off to Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. That's where that center is located. The retreat will begin at 4 o'clock on Friday, wrap up on Sunday at 6:30 in the evening with Mass. Round-trip transportation is provided by St. Dominic's Catholic Church in New Orleans. Again, for details, go to ccmedia.live. You should be going there daily if you want to see a number of events.
Yes, indeed.
Because we can't cover them all.
Nope.
But we're doing our best. All right. 15 after the hour on this Thursday morning. Let's make it a good one. Come on back. We've got more on Wake Up.
This is Franciscan Media Saint of the Day for July 13th. Today we celebrate St. Henry. As German king and Holy Roman Emperor, Henry was a man who knew how to use power. He commonly used it for the good. But he was also a practical man who consolidated his rule and had experienced crushing rebellions and feuds. He was often engaged in dealing with drawn-out disputes that required him to protect his frontiers. He was involved in a number of battles in southern Italy and also helped Pope Benedict VIII quell disturbances in Rome. Always, Henry's ultimate purpose was to establish a stable peace in Europe. According to 11th century custom, Henry took advantage of his position and filled various bishops' posts with men loyal to him. At the same time, he fostered the reform of ecclesiastical and monastic life. His generosity to the church and his support for reform are unquestioned. King Henry died in 1024. A man of his times, Henry shows that holiness is possible even in a busy secular life. It is in doing our jobs that we become saints. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
In It is 19 past the hour. You are tuning your heart to the truth this morning. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Collado and David Dawson. And our first guest today is Sister Marjorie Hebert. Sister Marjorie is the president and CEO with Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese of New Orleans. And today she joins us to give us an update of what they are up to for the month of July. Good morning, Sister Marjorie. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Gabby, good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Definitely. Well, we are approaching the end of summer, and there was an article in the Clarion Herald about Catholic Charities Serve program. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about this program?
Yes. In this program, we work with and invite students to be engaged in reflective volunteer services with us. And they spend time with us, and in particular, in serving in one of our programs, and they've been a tremendous help. It's good for them, and it's good for us. Thus far, since 2009, we have had nearly 1,000 students in this program for giving and of themselves in service to Catholic Charities, but to many people through Catholic Charities. Students who still might need service hours throughout the year, I invite them to call us or contact Cindy Self, our program director. That's C Self, S-E-L-F, at ccano.org. We'll wrap up this summer's activity in July 25th with them, the students coming together to reflect upon their experiences, what they've learned, what has changed in them to make them more responsive to the needs of others.
Also, I think this is a great opportunity for students who get their service hours as well before the school year starts. Is there still an opportunity for parents, if they're listening, to maybe sign up their teens to be a part of the SERVE program?
Yes, we can always find some service hours to offer for students who might be at the last minute getting it all put together before school starts. So if they can contact Cindy.
Well, and also, Sister Marjorie, what are some specific volunteer opportunities that some of the teens will be working on, or the high school students in particular, when they're a part of the SERVE program?
Well, a big part where we like to have them, because it's a great demand, is packing boxes of food for our senior Food for Seniors program, but also we have the opportunity to bring the students to our day centers for our PACE program to be among the seniors, entertaining them, just visiting with them. And then different opportunities come throughout the summer, throughout the winter, year round. So even in those not popular times of the program, we can always find some service hours in one or more of our programs.
I think this is a great opportunity. I think this is a great opportunity, and I think I know what you were about to say, Sister, because I remember as a high school student, my mom making me doing all my service hours before the school year started, and she would take myself and our group of friends over to the nursing home or the assisted living over in the Baton Rouge area. And we would, because I went to high school in Baton Rouge, and we would, you know, serve food. We would build puzzles with the residents and just have a conversation, especially with those who don't have family coming to visit them either at all or not on a regular basis. And I have to say, at first as a teen, you kind of grumble at the thought, but after you leave, you ask yourself why you're not doing this all the time. And it really puts a lot of things into perspective. So I think as a teen, this is a really great opportunity to kind of see that part of the world outside of your little bubble that you're in as a teenager for a lot of kids. So I think this is a great opportunity, Sister Marjorie, and I absolutely love this. So ccano.org, parents, if you're looking for that last minute service hour opportunity, definitely check that out. But you mentioned a program called PACE, and we've been talking about this for years now. Can you tell us a little bit about PACE and what's kind of like an update on new enrollments?
PACE, a program for all-inclusive care for the elderly. This is a program where we work with the elderly who remain in their homes, whatever size, whether it's an apartment or a full house, just being a presence to them and covering all of their medical needs, seeing to their medicines, to their doctor visits, et cetera. But we also have day centers where the members of PACE, the residents of PACE, come together for a day of activity in our two centers, on the East Bank and on the West Bank. This is a wonderful opportunity for the seniors, and we're always year-round taking and accepting applications for them to be enrolled as a resident of PACE.
Go ahead, sister.
No, I was just going to call attention to our website for contact to know about PACE, 60 years and older, and we'd love to talk to family members and offer a quality service for the care of the elderly.
Thank you so much for that. And another program that we've been talking about for quite some time and was absolutely monumental, especially during the pandemic, was the Food for Seniors program. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that program?
Food for Seniors is just what it says. It gives the seniors an opportunity to receive a full box of foods that they can prepare in their own homes with their families. This program we sponsor statewide. We're in all the parishes of the state. So wherever, to the far-reaching parts for Catholic community communications, if you're hearing us and you're 60 and older, you're eligible to participate. And we continue to hear about the food shortages now. Mm-hmm. There's no shortage of food at Food for Seniors for any senior. So please contact us so we can tell you so much more about what's available and that we deliver it to you. And we're working more and more at trying to get it delivered directly to the homes of seniors. That's in the workings as we are today. And again, listeners can call us at 504-245-7207 or look us up on our website, and we can give you all the details.
Sister Marjorie, this is David. I was going to ask you about these boxes of food. Did you say the food is it already prepared for them to eat, or do they just take in this food and prepare it at home?
They prepare it at home.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Food to be prepared. Yes.
Dry goods.
Yeah, very good. Okay.
This is a great opportunity. Are there other ways that people can volunteer? Maybe they don't have a teen to go and you know, help with the serve program, or they're looking for ways to maybe fill their time or to give back to the community. What are some volunteer opportunities, Sister Marjorie, they can do with Catholic Charities?
There are so many different opportunities that individuals or companies call in we find a place. Right now, we're going to be publishing a call for volunteers for a phone-a-thon. We're trying to increase the number of the population of Food for Seniors. So we're going to be looking for individuals to make hundreds of phone calls for us so that we can spread the word and get more enrollment in the Food for Seniors program. And we'll be publishing that and calling for that on our website in early August. And then there are frequently opportunities in our individual programs that come up unexpectedly. So if there's a need for a student or an adult or a company to give service, contact us. We will find a way to engage you. No hands, no heart will go unattended.
Wow, definitely. Sister Marjorie Hebert, President and CEO with Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese of New Orleans. Thank you so much for being with us, Sister Marjorie.
Thank you, and God bless your work today.
Thank you so much. CCANO is a website you can go to find out more information and volunteer opportunities. We're actually going to continue our discussion later on in today's show with Rhonda Taylor with the Early Head Start and Head Start programs as we approach the new school year. But
yeah, Gabby, yeah, you had mentioned earlier about working with the elderly and going to some of these retirement centers and such. And that is something that I have always found so uplifting. You know, there's always a need for that, because there's some folks, you may be the only person they talk to that day.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know why that memory of just putting together a puzzle with one of the residents over in an assisted living place in Gonzales. Don't know why that memory has always stuck with me, and I always wonder about that gentleman. We spent hours building this puzzle, so making their day and putting a smile on their face. Yes. Oh my goodness, definitely check that out. Well, it is 1:30 the hour on Wake Up. Stay with us.
Five before the top of the hour on this Thursday morning, and welcome back to Wake Up. Danny Incolato, Gabby Smith, David Dawson, and speaking of David Dawson, his son,
there's
David Dawson Jr.
We're taking over.
He's the director of the Office of Parish Support for the Diocese of Houma Thibodaux, here to talk about cooking at home. You know, food is a profound doorway into spiritual growth, because how you experience food is how you experience life in a lot of cases.
It's Eucharistic.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, when we go to Mass, we definitely are having food.
Yeah.
And, you know, the body and blood of Christ. And at home, we've got a lot of, things that we can share. I mean, everything from food, conversation, in and around the table. So let's talk about that this morning, Dave.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's eating is one of the most fundamental kind of foundational things we do, and God made us that way on purpose, right? So it's something that I think a lot of times, I know I've fallen into the trap of just being like, you know, it's something that I enjoy and it's something I got to do, so we'll just enjoy it when I do it. And that's about as far as it goes, you know? So it's just kind of a consumer thing while I'm in between doing other things that I enjoy or that I have to do, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, when you read in Genesis, when God puts Adam and Eve in the garden, he gives Adam, dominion over the garden, and he allows him to cultivate the garden, which sounds like work, except that they hadn't sinned yet, so there's not like work yet. So what God allows Adam to do is to work with him in the garden, to participate in all the awesome ways that God created the universe. Like, he gets to participate in God's power, like he's sitting on God's lap, you know, driving the tractor, right? It's like, this is awesome. And so it's
was it a John Deere tractor?
I'm just curious. It was a
John Deere brand.
This is pre John Deere. This is a big tractor. Yeah. So anyway, it's when we're talking about food and eating, animals don't prepare food. Animals don't cook. Animals don't grow food either. But they just eat it. Right. And I think I've certainly run the risk of like becoming a little more animalistic when it comes to food.
Regress, yeah.
Shove it in my mouth. That's right, exactly. So, but what God, especially when He gives us a family, He gives us the ability and it's part of like the gift family that we get to prepare food for one another, not just ourselves. Even that we get to in the same way that He put us on this earth to give ourselves, to love like He loves, be the image of God, is to be able to pour ourselves out for somebody else in ways that are totally unnecessary and abundant. And I think cooking food and just cooking food at home is one of the main ways we do that on a daily basis. And when we kind of fall away from that and we fall more into like just getting it done, and I know we have, like ordering out or doing prepackaged stuff,
right?
The least work, the better. It becomes a chore when we end up missing out on something so foundational and so good for us, and especially for our families.
Yeah. So when it comes to eating, we're talking about eating. Cooking is just as vital as eating in the preparing of the meals. And when you think about it, there's been research done over the three decades, I would think, where regular family meals offer a wide variety of physical, social, emotional, as well as spiritual benefits. And some of these benefits can be gained through other activities, of course, but eating together is the only single activity that is known to provide all of them at the same time. And I found that interesting.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny, science kind of shows us what we all tend to kind of know by common sense already. We just got to spend a lot of money to make sure we know it, you know, which is fine. That's good. But when it comes to, you know, cooking and eating together as a family, science has shown that, like, that's one of the main things that will make the biggest difference in your closeness, your growth, your health as a family. But, like, I mean, you know, my experience has certainly played that out. When I go sit down with my kids at the table and my wife puts some food in front of me, I'm like, this is amazing. And when we were first married, she'd be always like, I want the food that you eat to be the best food you ever ate every time I cook. I'm like, you know what? That's a good desire. However, the fact that you're even putting food in front of me, I don't care what it is or how it tastes, I am blown away that this is happening. You know, like, I'm eating love out of this plate.
That's a good point, because there's a lot of dual households that a husband and wife are working. So sometimes you don't have time to prepare the meal, but does the same apply if you pick up and bring dinner home? I mean, are you accomplishing the same thing versus cooking?
There's obviously going to be a spectrum with this, right? So sitting at the table and eating together is extremely important. I think I do want to highlight this morning, like, the step of taking the time to cook, even if it's a matter of, like, look, we're going to prioritize this in some way, that we're going to be able to, or sometime, even if it's just a couple of times a week, the cooking, it takes the meal and makes it my own. I get to participate in doing something with this. It's not just a chore. It's like, I get to enter into, what's going on here, and what's not just feeding my family physically, but the joy and the benefit of, like, this is feeding my family with myself. There's a self-gift factor here that we really risk becoming like robots and animals if we just are checking boxes because they need to be checked, if we're just doing obligatory things in a task list. That the cooking, making a meal and preparing a meal, it puts ourselves into it more than most things. Like, we're able to say, look, this is, I'm giving you not just food, I'm giving you what I have created. And, you know, there's almost like an art form here. And it doesn't always feel like that every night, but that factor is there. You know what I mean?
And you should. And there's some helpful hints. I mean, you can Google a lot of this stuff, but some of the key things to keep it streamlined, so to speak, if you do have households that both folks are working, is organize your kitchen. Have it ready to go and know where everything's at. Second thing is to keep a permanent grocery list. In other words, make a grocery list every week to where on your way home you could hit the grocery store, and then you'll have everything you need for the week. And those are a couple of good tips and tidbits versus going to the grocery store every day because you're going to cook this or you're going to cook that. Kind of know what the kids like, know what you like, and everybody can enjoy a good meal. And cooking shouldn't take more than 30, 40 minutes at that point.
You know what's a good example of covering both bases, though, is if you got a dual household, right? Like you said, a dual working household, and you want to get something prepared, you go get you a big old Costco chicken. Those things are huge, right? Mm-hmm. You can make that thing last 2 days because you can take that thing apart and make another meal with it. Mm-hmm. And it's just as quick as heating something already prepared. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, you can do so much with what's out there that is just as fast as getting something already prepared. And it's your meal. Right. It's your, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the resources for this kind of stuff, I mean, there's YouTube videos galore. Yep. It's not hard to get strategies on these things. No. I think it's hard to take steps. I think so. The baby steps, you know, starting slow. Take one night if you're not doing any. Take two if you're doing one. But start making some progress and seeing. I think the benefits will come as we start making progress. It's hard to picture, you know, feeling how this is going to feel and how much this is going to benefit the family until you do it.
Yeah. And prioritizing, like you said, as well as, you know, having a good idea of what you want to achieve and knowing it ahead of time is just going to. You do it for work, you may as well do it For cooking and preparing meals at home. Gabby, you were going to say something?
Well, I always try to prioritize, especially during the school year. It's so busy with practice and everything. If I know that, for example, my son has football practice until 5 or 6 o'clock, maybe that day will be a crock pot dinner, you know? And I can plan ahead and know, okay, we're gonna get home late, or kind of pre-make the meal. So whenever I get home, I can just throw it in the oven. Mm-hmm. You know, I always love cooking meals. I love new ideas. I love running it by my family and getting their feedback on it as well, and then seeing their faces when they try it, whether they like it or they don't. And I would say 98% of the time they like it. So but it's trying to plan ahead.
I find it therapeutic.
I love
it.
I enjoy cooking.
Sure, me too.
Yeah, sure. I do all the cooking now. My wife did when we were raising our children. Mm-hmm. But I do it now.
All right.
Yeah, because I'm raising my wife.
You wait. Ah.
She's tired. She's listening. She cooks
for the kids. I'm just saying, she's listening.
It's your turn.
Maybe not today.
Yeah, hopefully maybe not anymore.
I'll find out when I get home. In the meantime, Dave, where can they go to learn more about not only this topic, but other topics related to parish support and home Thibodaux area?
Yeah, sure. So we're always ready to help parishes do things like helping with marriage and family ministry, good ideas for insights, big, small. We love to get things moving at the parish level. So htdiocese.org is our website. Look for the Office of Parish Support.
Very good. David Dawson, Jr., thanks for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, you bet. Well, don't go too far, because Rhonda Taylor's coming up next, and she's going to be sharing some thoughtful information with not only David Dawson, but the rest of us here at Wake Up.
Past the hour, you are tuning your heart to the truth. I'm David Dawson, along with Damian Collado and Gabby Smith, and we have Rhonda Taylor with us today. She's the Director of Early Childhood Education Services with Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese of New Orleans. Early Head Start and Head Start Program. That is a mouthful. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning.
Tell us, what is Head Start and Early Head Start?
Okay, well, Head Start and Early Head Start, we are actually under the Catholic Charities Archdiocese umbrella. We are a birth to five program that we do developmental services for vulnerable children and families that fall below the poverty guideline.
Okay, wonderful.
With Early Head Start, we take them from 6 weeks old to 3 years old. And before that 6 weeks, we have a pre-mom's session where if the mom is already pregnant, we provide services, and then we go ahead and move the baby into the classroom to provide the services that we need, that they need. Head Start is our preschool age children, which are 3 to 5 years old. These children are also this program. The plus about it is we offer services to children with disabilities. There's no denial. They're first on the list based on the guidelines. And also, this is a federally free program for children and families in Orleans Parish.
Oh, that's wonderful. So tell me, getting back to the Early Head Start, you know, when you're talking like 6 weeks old, what do you provide? What do y'all do for them?
Well, what we do, we educate the mom when we have a pregnant mom's program.
Mm, that's good.
So we educate the mom with pre and post prenatal services on a healthy baby. We have a curriculum. And then once we move the baby into, it's all about quality care and making sure that we can help this child get an early head start. And from there, they move into our Head Start program. But it's more about nurturing, just getting them on the cognitive level, you know, that maybe that a vulnerable family may not be able to do.
Right, just learning how to nurture the child give it a head start. Give it a good start. I see what you're saying.
Give it a head start.
All right. Okay, I see. And then, Gabby, were you going to ask a question? I'm sorry.
Well, Rhonda, we talk about this every time we have you join us, every year as we approach the school year. Do you have any success stories on how the Head Start program in particular has helped children as they enter into, you know, their school careers, if you want to call it that?
Yes, I can tell you 100 stories since I've been the program director, but yes. We often, because of one of the mandates within the regulations, we chart particular children per the parents' consent. And we have children that left us that went to kindergarten, and now they're like in Benjamin Franklin, and they are Dean's List students or honor roll students. And when we get that feedback from the parents, and look, being a former Head Start teacher, when you hear about the success, or when I see my kids, and it makes me feel so old, and they tell me, I'm now, Miss Rhonda, I'm a nurse. Those types of things. So, yes, it is so rewarding. It is very rewarding once we find, you know, these success stories. And it's not just about the education, but it's also about helping the families.
Yeah.
Just helping the whole family move from, you know, where they may not have been, but been able to tell a success story, or we may have, in collaboration with our other programs, we help with housing, help with all of those basic needs. Although we do a lot under our umbrella with Head Start, but that story goes far. We also assist parents. We hire parents. That's a success story.
Right.
Yeah, so it's the whole, we service the whole family.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how does a family qualify for this?
Well, how the family qualifies, like I shared, this is a federally free program.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go back to, you know, we provide educational services, health services, which includes medical and dental, social service, mental health services, and nutrition services. And also we work with children with special dietary needs. So with all of this, you know, it helps us promote the learning, social and emotional, behavior, and emotional development for all of the children from birth to five. So how do they qualify?
Mm-hmm.
The qualifications for this program, of course, we wrote the grant for Orleans Parish. So, number one, they must be a resident of Orleans Parish.
Okay.
The second thing is families and children from birth to five, including those children with disabilities that fall below the poverty guidelines, are eligible. And where they can go to find this information, for more information, is ccano.org. Or myself, I can be contacted at rbtaylor@ccano. We're currently doing registration at our various Head Start locations. And once we get that information and they meet the qualifications, they are automatically enrolled.
That's a lot of services, Rhonda.
Yeah. Rhonda, how many families or children are you guys able to enroll on a yearly basis?
362 Head Start children, which is 3 to 5, and 116 infant and toddlers.
Golly. Wow. Okay, and what about dollars? I know the federal government seems like they're supplying the majority of the monies needed to keep this program functioning. Do you have to match dollars on a local level? And if so, where's that amount, or how can people help to supplement that?
Well, we match with a federal in-kind, but we're awarded, we're right at a $7 million award for the program.
Mm.
But we match with in-kind, and that's what, let's just say, if I had you to come in and speak to the children, we match your salary up with a number of hours that you came in just to provide a free service for us, and it counts towards our in-kind dollars.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rhonda, once again, how do folks get in touch with you? What's the website again?
You, You can get in touch with me at Rhonda Taylor at rbtaylor@ccano.org, and I can be contacted directly at my desk line at 504-861-6359.
Rhonda, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Look forward to doing
Thank
it again.
Thank you.
Love what you do. So, God bless you, Rhonda.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, guys.
Take
Have a blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You too.
Don't you love talking to somebody who loves their job? You can just tell,
yes.
You know. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Well, you got to have a passion to do that type
of
work.
Yeah, she does.
And she's doing God's work for sure.
She has it.
All right. Well, let us hope we'll all be doing that today. And we'll end our show with a prayer. It happens to be the feast day of St. Henry. So in honor of him, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, you filled St. Henry with your love and raised him from the cares of an earthly kingdom to eternal happiness in heaven. In the midst of the changes of this world, may his prayers keep us free from sin and help us on our way towards you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns in unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Amen. Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Time. Have a wonderful Thursday. God bless.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Media.